China is revising its constitution to keep pace with recent reforms. A plenary meeting of the Communist Party will spell out the changes in October, and in March, the national legislature will ratify them. The government vows to listen to public opinion, but Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that officials have tried to silence the suggestions that they dislike.
After two decades of piecemeal revisions, China's constitution is riddled with contradictions. The rule of law is enshrined next to the dictatorship of the proletariat, and market economics share space with class struggle. In recent years, former official and veteran reformer Cao Siyuan has made a name for himself, lobbying the government to revise the constitution to bring it into line with China's current realities.
In past, the proletariat exercised dictatorship over the bourgeoisie. Today, the proletariat is hard to define, since many workers now own stocks. The bourgeoisie is no longer a valid concept either, because we now protect private investment and the development of the private economy.
China's Communist Party is no more likely to forswear class struggle than it is to change its name, something that Mr. Cao has suggested for years that it do. But what apparently irked the government was when Cao organized a meeting in June of like-minded intellectuals to suggest changes to the constitution. National security agents have recently been keeping close tabs on Cao, and the government has banned media, universities, and think tanks from discussing the issue of constitutional reform. But Cao is not easily discouraged.
Even if I can't get my suggestions into the Constitution, I have other aims. By discussing constitutional reform, we can arouse citizens' consciousness of and concern for the Constitution and its authority, and get them to use it as a yardstick to measure the performance of our public servants.
The party's main aim is to write its latest ideological innovation, known as the Three Represents, into the Constitution. This theory attempts to legitimize the communist transition from a revolutionary party representing the proletariat to a ruling party working for the common good. The Three Represents are the most likely item to make it into the Constitution. Cao and other scholars have pushed to have better protection for private property and international standards of human rights enshrined in China's constitution. But Jiao Hongchang, an expert in constitutional law at the China University of Politics and Law, says that such far-reaching changes could take years to achieve.
Many of the opinions that have been submitted to the party this time are of an idealistic nature, things that cannot be realized right now but might be in the future.
Many Chinese believe that at the moment, enforcement and interpretation of the Constitution are more pressing matters. Professor Zhao and other scholars note that the Constitution's guarantees of freedom of speech and the press are frequently trampled on, and that China has no institution to review the constitutionality of its laws.
Over the past century, since the end of imperial rule and the establishment of a republic, the core issue, in my opinion, on the road to constitutional rule has been how to achieve wealth and power for the state.
Zhao says that the head of China's legislature and constitutional reform committee recently stated that the purpose of a constitution is to limit the government's powers and protect individuals' rights. But a Chinese constitution that embodies those values is clearly still a long way off. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.